So yesterday was just about one of my favorite days of the whole year. I look forward to it all year long. I think about it all year long. I talk about it all year long. Yesterday was Shrimp Fest. The Lenexa Rotary does an all-you-can-eat, big gulf-sized shrimp boil. They cook over 600 pounds of shrimp for this event. There's also bingo and there's a silent auction. I actually won 4 dugout passes to a Royals game this season at the silent auction. It's a pretty good auction for me. But that's not why I go. I go for the shrimp. Right? And you can't just go to Shrimp Fest, right? You can't just show up like it's any other normal day because it's Shrimp Fest, right? They're going to keep piling shrimp on my plate as much as I can eat. You got to get ready for Shrimp Fest. You have to prepare yourself for Shrimp Fest. All week long, I begin thinking about the fact that Saturday is Shrimp Fest, right? So no, I won't supersize that. Thank you very much. I'm preparing for Shrimp Fest. I woke up yesterday morning about 7:30 and my wife said, "Hey, it's a beautiful Saturday. Let's go upstairs and make some bacon and eggs." And I said, "It's Shrimp Fest." She said, "What are you talking about? That's tonight." And I was like, "Yeah." She said, "You're not going to eat all day?" I said, "No, I'm going to eat at 5. It's Shrimp Fest. You have to prepare. You have to get ready. You can't simply walk into Shrimp Fest. It's an attitude to go into Shrimp Fest. You have to get ready for Shrimp Fest. Earlier I made the comment that it's 40 days on the journey of 40 days of Lent. That's actually not true because Lent didn't start today. Lent actually started on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. That's the actual beginning of the 40 days of Lent, the official start of the Lenten season. Many believers gathered this past Wednesday for services where they received the ashes in the form of the cross on their forehead. And from that moment until Easter morning, we are in the season of Lent. But why? We recently talked about children and their endearing ability to question everything under the sun with the question, why? But why? But why? And it gave me pause because I don't think adults ask that question enough. I think far too often we simply accept things as they are, as they have always been, because that's just the way it is. But asking why is a healthy exercise to get into. Why? Why do we do this? There's an old story of a newlywed couple who were getting ready to celebrate their first Easter together. They had saved up their money and purchased a nice big ham for Easter dinner. And as they were preparing it, the wife took out a knife and cut off both ends of the ham and put it in the pan and stuck it in the oven. And the husband was standing there perplexed at the waste of ham, why they had cut the ends off. So he asked that question, "Honey, cupcake, why do we cut the ends off the ham?" His wife replied, "Because that's how you cook a ham." Not content with that answer, he persisted, "Why?" The wife stopped and considered and said, "I don't know. That's how my mother always did it. I never questioned it." So the wife got on the phone and called her mother. "Mother, why do we cut the ends off the ham before we cook it?" Her mother replied, "Because that's how you cook a ham." But the daughter persisted, "Why?" The mother stopped and considered and said, "I don't know. That's how my mother always did it. I never questioned it." So they called grandmother together. "Grandmother, why do we cut the ends off the ham before we cook it?" The grandmother replied, "We started doing that when your grandfather and I were first married because the ham wouldn't fit in the small stove that we owned." Sometimes it's good to ask why. So why Lent? Why do we have a season of Lent? What is it for? Why do we do it? What is supposed to happen? Do we simply do it because this is the next thing on the calendar? Right? We're done with Advent, and we had the Epiphany, and we had Valentine's Day, and now it's Lent, and then it's Easter, and then it's Pentecost, and then it's something else, and then it's Advent again. And is it just simply the next thing on our to-do list? Why do we do Lent? Is it simply the thing that we do right now? Is it nothing more than the ham that we cut both ends off of? Why? Why do we do Lent? Well, let's start with some of the basics of Lent. What Lent is. The word Lent actually means not that stuff you pull out of your dryer, right? That's L-I-N-T, Lent. Lent actually comes from the Latin word that means lengthen, to make longer. And it's because Lent is always in the spring when the days begin to get longer. The original period for Lent was 40 hours. It started on Good Friday, and believers would fast all the way through Easter morning. And it was about a 40-hour period that they would go without food in order to imitate the sacrifice of Jesus, the death of Jesus. Jesus could eat no food when he was in the grave. So they go without until Easter morning when Jesus rises from the grave, and then they break the fast at that time. Around the 3rd century, they lengthened Lent to 6 days. So it was the whole week between Palm Sunday and Easter. And then around the 8th century, they decided to make it 40 days. Now, they made it 40 days because that's the length of time in Scripture that Jesus went into the wilderness to prepare for his ministry. He spent 40 years. He spent 40 days in the wilderness fasting, preparing himself for his ministry that was to come. While he was there, he was tempted. He resisted that temptation. He stood strong in his faith. And then he was prepared to begin his ministry. These 40 days that we go through from Ash Wednesday through Easter morning. And by the way, if you look at the calendar, that's more than 40 days. But we don't count Sundays. Sundays don't count. So it's just Monday through Saturday is why it's 40 days. We go through these 40 days to emulate Jesus' 40 days in the desert when he was preparing. Jesus fasted while he was in the desert. That's why people often give up something during Lent, often food of some kind. Catholics, of course, give up meat during Lent. They don't eat meat on Fridays, and instead they eat fish, which is not meat somehow. I'm not sure how that works, but it's apparently wet meat doesn't count as meat, so it's okay. I've never understood that, but I like a good fish fry, so I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. But it's about giving something up, something that you want, something that you regularly have, so that you experience some temptation and denial. Originally, back in the 8th century when it first started, it was called, the day before Lent started, it was called Shrove Tuesday. It's what in France was referred to as Mardi Gras. And it was when they had carnival, right? Carnival, actually, from the old Latin, from the Italian, comes from two words that means literally goodbye to meat. It's why carnival and carnivore sound so much alike. They both have the root word of meat in them. But it literally, carnival literally means goodbye to meat. And what it came from, back in the 8th century, back before refrigeration, when you would have your fatty meats that you had smoked or that you had dried and prepared, you would want to get rid of all those because you weren't going to eat them during Lent. So oftentimes you would have to eat them all on that last Tuesday. That's why it became Fat Tuesday, because we were eating the fatty foods that they were going to be giving up, the fatty meats that they would not be having during the season of Lent. Lent is about going on a journey to Easter with Jesus. From its inception, when believers would spend Friday night to Sunday morning fasting, trying to experience hardship and sacrifice in light of the sacrifice of Christ, to the idea that we would emulate Jesus' 40 days in the desert. I have a friend, he had dinner with us last night at Shrimp Fest. He and his family have given up desserts for Lent, right? Some people do soda. They give up soda for Lent, or alcohol, or potato chips, or chocolate. They give up those things for Lent. Other people pass by the food option and vow and say, you know, for Lent I'm going to give up TV, or I'm going to give up gossiping for Lent. And still others in recent years we've seen, rather than giving something up, decide to take something up during Lent, do something purposefully every day that they wouldn't normally do every day, like maybe volunteering every day or being charitable every day in some way. So going through those actions. But all of it, regardless of what they do, whether it's giving something up or taking something up, all of it is about preparation. That's what Lent is for. It's about preparation. Jesus went into the wilderness to prepare, to get ready for what was coming, his ministry, his eventual sacrifice. We go through Lent to prepare ourselves for what is coming. Easter, the moment of our salvation made manifest, but even more than that, beyond Easter, what comes next? Our lives in the light of the risen Christ. After going through 40 days of preparation, going through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we should be changed. We should be transformed. That means that after Easter, with the risen Christ in our lives, something, everything, should be different. Is it? Oftentimes, I think during this time of year, we find ourselves going through the motions of faith, simply doing it because this is the time of year when we do it. This is what happens now. Not giving deeper thought or consideration to the why of what we're doing, simply doing it because it's the next thing. This is what we do. It's Lent, so I give up chocolate. It's Lent, so I go to fish fries on Friday. It's Lent, so I got to start buying my little plastic eggs to put candy in. When we fall into the habit of faith, when we fall into the routine of faith, we begin to lose our why. When Lent simply becomes that time of year when we go to the fish fry and stop eating chocolate, we begin to lose our why. Blow the trumpet, Joel says. Sound the alarm. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. Easter is coming. Christ. Resurrection, our salvation is near. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. The people in Joel's time had fallen into a faith that was about popularity and power and prestige. They had fallen into a faith where the appearance of your faith was more important than the actual faith that you had. They would go through the motions of faith. They would do their fasting, but it wasn't to honor God. It wasn't a sacrifice to God. They would go through their fasting to see who could look more miserable, who could look the most despondent, who looked the worst, because then they were the best. They would go through the steps of faith without considering the why of faith. And Joel cries out to them and says, rend your heart and not your clothing. Quit doing it for appearance's sake. You're tearing your clothes off in this great lamentation as if you're doing it for God, but you're not. You're simply putting on a show for one another. God wants you to rend your heart, to open your heart to God. Joel would not be the last commentator on this in Scripture. All through Scripture, we find the prophet sent by God to the people to say, hey, you're simply walking through the motions. When Isaiah told the people, this is not the fast that God wants, but God wants you to fast with acts of justice. It was because their fasting had become a measuring stick of faith. When Paul lambasted the Corinthians for having a faith measuring contest on who spoke tongues the best, he would go on to list the gifts of the Spirit and put tongues last in order to put them in their place. Too often our faith is only practiced in view of others. Too often our faith is only dragged out because of what others might think, because of what others might say. It is a faith that is put on like a costume, worn simply to impress those around us, and then taken off when we get home and hung up neatly in our closet so it doesn't get dirty. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. When you give alms, do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you fast, spiffy yourself up a little bit. Put some makeup on. Do your hair. Straighten your clothes out. Don't make it look like you're fasting. Well, he says, put oil on your head. Wash your face. Same thing. So your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven. When our faith becomes simply going through the motions without knowing why, we lose something vital. We fail to understand why this matters, why this is important, why we do this. There is a reason. When we ask why, we are forced to confront our idleness and routine. We are forced to understand our actions and reasons. When we ask why, we are forced to open our eyes and our hearts to the meaning behind our action. Lent is about preparation, getting ready for Jesus to come and show us a new way to live, getting ready for Jesus to set us free from the chains of death, getting ready to go out into the world after encountering the risen Christ and doing it all differently. What we do over these next 40 days prepares us. So what are you going to do? I'll be honest, I've never been really good about giving up food for Lent. I certainly can go without certain food, but because I never understood it. For some folks, it works really well. And if it works for you, more power to you. Please do it. Don't hear me wrong. It's just, in my own experience, the only thing that giving up chocolate ever did for me was make me more hungry for chocolate. Maybe in getting ready and preparing ourselves for Jesus, for His resurrection, for our lives and His light, maybe we should do something different. Maybe we should understand why we are doing it, how it connects to our faith, what it means to that secret faith, not that faith that I wear in public, but that faith that's with me when I'm tired and alone and scared and worried and fearful. That faith, that true faith that comes up in me, that's the faith we want to pull out in Lent and strengthen and feed. That faith that is with me when I am alone and scared, that is the faith that I want to pull out and let bask in the Son of God. There was a meme that was making the rounds this past week with what it being the start of Lent and all. And it was said, do you want to fast this Lent? And it attributes this to Pope Francis. I'll be honest with you, I did some research this week and I could not find where he said this exactly. I have no doubt that he has alluded to some of these things, but I think maybe there was some attribution given that may not be entirely correct. But it was still some good words, and I thought I would share it with you. It says, do you want to fast this Lent? Fast from hurting words and say kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your hearts with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words and be silent so that you can listen. Why Lent? Because everything is about to change. Everything is about to be transformed. Everything is about to be different. And that includes us. Why Lent? Because we have to get ready to be transformed, to be made new, to be set free. We must prepare our hearts for the coming of Easter morning. We must prepare our spirits for the grace and glory of the empty tomb. Why Lent? Because Jesus. This Lent, I implore you to not just go through the motions, but to take these 40 days to prepare yourself, to get ready for what is coming, to be transformed. Amen.